We're continuing with the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Reish Mem in the Mosad Rav Kook edition, page Kuf Zayin in that edition, in the Machon Shalem edition, page Kuf Zayin. That's the Machon Shalem edition. At the top of the page, Uveomro lo Yosif od She'er Yisrael upleitat bet Yaakov lishein al Makehu. The verse, this is the beginning of the verse that he quoted earlier. If we go back a little earlier, he said, on that day, they will no longer lean on the one who hits them, but they will lean on Hashem. So they will lean on Hashem in truth. So that's where the Ran started developing the idea that if a person really, really, really connects to Hashem, if a person is really in truth connected to Hashem, so then Hashem goes out of his way to heal him, to protect him, to take care of him. And then the Ran went into discussing what does it mean to really, really lean on Hashem. And he went into the whole story of the Akedah and brought a fantastic pshat that Avraham Avinu really had questions when it came time for the Akedah. And Avraham Avinu was asked by Hashem specifically as a request and not as a command, where Avraham Avinu had a choice to say no. And we went through all of that. And now the Ran continues and says, this pasuk that says they will no longer lean on the one that hits them, but they will lean on Hashem, bi'er lanu inyan nifla me'od. This verse, in truth, has taught us a fantastic concept, v'hu, and that is as follows. Ki en safek yasibot ha'po'alot be'ish. Undoubtedly, the different things that affect a person. Kol asher yosifu kurva yechalesh kocham ve'atzalat ha'ish uvehakel ra'ato. Vahefech kefi rechkam mimenu. The closer they are to a person, the less they can affect him. The more distance they are, the more they can affect him. So we'll see in a second what he's talking about. Himshila pasuk mashal beish yatzam mishpato liot moke birtzua. So the verse speaks about a person who was he got a verdict that he should be hit by a whip. Hasiba mazek tilav yoter kova haritzua. What's hurting him really? The whip. Ve'en lakoach be'akel nizko klal. And the whip, well, the whip can't choose whether it will hurt him more or less. But what's controlling the whip? What's a step away from the whip? The person who's holding the whip. Who is hamakeh, asher hu shaliach hapakid. The person who's holding the whip, well, he gets his orders from the general, or a shofet, or from the judge. Ve'yoter chazaka. Now, the person who's holding the whip, he's one step away from the whip. Well, he has more control, min hasiba yoter kova she'er tzua. He has more control over whether he's going to hurt the person than the whip itself. Aval kocha chalush ba'atzalat hamukeh, ki einenu rashai lakel rak tzad. But he has limited capacity because he can only be a little less vicious in the way he whips, but he's limited in how far he can go. Lo la'aviram, but he can't say, never mind, go home, I'm not whipping you. Ki hu b'rshut ha'pakid ha'shofet, because he is under the jurisdiction of the judge. V'chen ha'pakid asher hi sibah yoter rechoka ein lo yecholet shalem ki hu b'rshut ha'melech. Now the judge or the general, he has to rule in accordance with what he thinks the king wants him to do. So he also has less control than he would like. Now the guy who's being whipped, who does he turn to? If he's foolish, he turns to the guy who's hitting him and he says, please don't hit me. What do you mean, please don't hit me? He doesn't have control. He's not the one you should talk to. He doesn't turn to the judge or the king. But the smart person, he does the exact opposite. He goes to the more distant cause, but he looks at the root. Where does it all come from? He goes to the king. So, ken anachnu. That's how we are. That's what the prophet is saying. When we have to deal with those that are afflicting us, we think the solution is dealing with them. Let me go tell them. Let me go make a peace treaty with them. We keep focusing on those that seem to be the direct cause of our harm, when really they have little impact on saving us. V'zeu shakatuv ma'ashim li'Yisrael. And that's what the verse is blaming Israel, asher ayu sholchim le'malchei Mitzrayim. The verse, and we will see it now in the prophecies of these 3 weeks, the Tlata de Puranuta, the three prophecies of destruction that we read leading up to Tisha B'Av. So the Navi keeps telling them, why do you think the solution lies with the leadership of Egypt? You're going to make a treaty with them and that's going to save the day. No! And you'll see, the prophet blames the king Asa be'omro. The prophet tells us, even when Asa was sick, lo darash et Hashem ki'im barofim. He didn't ask Hashem to cure him, he just went to all the doctors. Of course we use doctors, but we also have to recognize where's the root of the problem. They're not at the root of the problem. Someone's worried that there's a problem in the air. There's foul air, and he's focused to fix it. A person says, I have to eat the best diet, I have to eat the healthiest diet. When a person works that way, he is dealing with the immediate cause, but the immediate cause has limited capacity to help him. So yes, we do eat things that are lower in cholesterol, and we try to maintain a healthy diet, but we recognize that the question of our longevity lies in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yes, we have to do our hishtadlut. We go to the doctor, we do what he says, but we also recognize that that's the minimal amount of hishtadlut. The greater hishtadlut is talking to the one who really controls longevity. V'hem nishanim al makehim. So that's what the Navi calls how the people of Israel lean on those that hit them. Meaning the people of Israel look at the guy holding the whip and they say, please stop. Is he the source of the problem? But a person who Hashem blessed be, he opened his eyes. Nishan alav. That's a person that leans on Hashem. Umachshir ma'asav, and he fixes his ways. Umitcharet al ha'ra'ot she'asa. So he regrets the things he did that were wrong. Uvazeh tusag refuat ha'nefesh ve'aguf. And that's the idea that the Ran had been developing throughout this chapter, that when a person fixes his ways, then his soul gets healed, as does his body. Kmo shamru rabotenu zal b'yoma, as our sages said in Tractate Yuma, Amar Rabbi Chama gedola tshuva. Rabbi Chama taught, look at how great tshuva is. Shemevi'a refua l'olam, it brings healing to the world. Shene'emar, erpa meshuvatam o'avem nedava. We will see this in the prophecies later on in Hosea. Hashem says, I will heal them, I will love them as a result of their tshuva. Erpa mishuvatam. I will heal them as a result of their tshuva. V'amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani amar Rabbi Yonatan, G'dola tshuva shemarechet shnatav shel adam. Rabbi Yonatan taught, look at how great tshuva is. It grants a person longevity. Shene'emar, as the verse says, U'veshuv rasha merishato v'asa mishpat u'tzdaka aleihem u'yichyeh. When the wicked repent from their wickedness, they do justice, they do kindness, Hashem says they will live because of that. V'gam tikiti yeh ha'tshuva mitoch tzarot v'tla'ot. And even if the tshuva is just because we were suffering, ordinarily people, that's one of the things I tell soldiers when they go to the army. We have a tendency to question ourselves and to say, do I really mean it? Before I was dying to get married, did I really daven like this? Before I was stuck in this rut, did I really daven like this? And that's the exact opposite of what Hashem wants. The Talmud tells us in Kiddushin that sailors are God-fearing people. And the Talmud tells us that a person who travels the desert, that causes him to be a God-fearing person. Why? Because when a person is at the hands of the elements, he recognizes that nothing's going to save him. Hashem could save him, but he is going to have to contend with the storm at sea, and he turns to Hashem. And that should cause him to be a more God-fearing person. Well, a person's out in the army, he's going to have moments where he feels, Hashem, help me out here. Talk to soldiers who had to navigate a tank in the Golan. Talk to soldiers who had no clue where they were. They were navigating and suddenly they didn't know where they were. They just knew they were lost. Now what? I don't even know where I am. I don't know if I'm in Israeli territory, enemy territory. We're in enemy territory and these things happen. Most soldiers have this at least once in their career, where they're suddenly totally lost. So send up a real prayer. Do real tshuva. Sometimes we say, but it's not real. It's just because I needed Hashem. And the Torah teaches us the exact opposite. Hashem says, but I'm waiting for you. Maybe that's why I put you there. So Hashem says, I accept your tshuva, even if the tshuva stems from suffering or because you have to contend with hardships in life. Quite the contrary. That's one of the messages that the Torah reiterates. Don't be hard-hearted. Don't say, well, so things are going bad. I'm not going to do tshuva now. The exact opposite. Hashem says, yeah, do tshuva now. Maybe that's why I made it hard for you. So even if tshuva stems from suffering, him kubelet v'rtzuya lifnei Hashem yitbarach, Hashem accepts it and He likes it. V'zeo mechasadam ha'nemanim, and that is really one of the great kindness, one of the great kind acts that Hashem does for us. Because our logic is right. We would really be that way. If someone only came back to us because things didn't work out the way they wanted, a guy leaves your office. You hired him, you trusted him, you worked with him, and one day he doesn't show up and he doesn't even say goodbye. And he goes to your competitor, and he starts working for him. And then 2 years later, he gets fired, and he walks back into your office. What do you say? You bum, get out of here. You left me in the cold, and you went to my competition. Hashem doesn't work that way. A person can go after his desires and do everything that's wrong, and then come back and say, Rabban Shalom, I'm sorry, it didn't work out. I know I cheated on my husband, I cheated on my wife, I ran away with this girl, I stopped keeping Shabbos and Kashrut and everything. And then she left me for another guy. And now I come back and I say, wait a second, I should be leading a different life. Hashem doesn't say, hey, eat the cake you baked. Hashem says, come back. I want you back. I'm happy you came back. And that's a tremendous kindness. And the verse clarifies this. When the verse says, Uvikashtem misham, it's a verse in the Torah. Hashem says, you will sin. I will punish you. I will exile you. And as you're suffering out in exile, from there you will seek out at Hashem Elokecha, Hashem your God, umatzata, and you'll find Him. You'll find me that I'm ready to take you back. Because you will seek me out with your whole heart and soul. Batzal lecha. The verse says, these are open verses, we're going to read them next week. Batzal lecha, when things are difficult for you. Umtza'ucha kol atila'ot ha'ele. Umtza'ucha kol advarim ha'ele. When all these things happen to you. Ba'achit ha'yamim, at the end of those days, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, you will return to Hashem your God, v'shamata b'kolo, listen to His voice, ki kel rachum Hashem Elokecha. Because Hashem your God is merciful. And even though you've only come back because you suffered, lo yartecha, Hashem won't turn His back on you, velo yashchitecha, He won't destroy you, velo yishkach et brit avotecha, asher nishba lahem, nor will Hashem forget the covenant with your fathers that Hashem promised them. Omnam. But, says the Ran, and I think we'll make a run for the Ran, we'll forego the other learning today, so that next week, Bezat Hashem, we'll finish this chapter. Omnam yesh kan inyan tsarich biyuch. But let's divide it into two recordings for our listeners.